In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My friends, I want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, God is faithful and he's about to do something extraordinary in your life. So keep listening until the end and open your hearts and minds, for today's message is one of hope, faith, and the power of God's promises. I know many of you are in a season of waiting. You've been praying earnestly, seeking God's guidance, and wondering when your breakthrough will come. But let me tell you, my friends, waiting is not wasted time. It's a time of preparation, a time when God is molding you, refining you, and getting you ready for the blessings he has in store. In the hustle and bustle of our lives, it's easy to view waiting as a hindrance, as wasted time that could be better spent elsewhere. But God's perspective on waiting is entirely different from our own. He sees waiting not as a delay, but as a divine appointment, a sacred space where he can work in us and through us in ways we cannot yet comprehend. Consider the example of Joseph in the Bible. He endured years of waiting, from being sold into slavery to being falsely accused and imprisoned. But through it all, God was at work, preparing him to fulfill the purpose he had ordained for him. In the waiting, Joseph learned invaluable lessons of faith, humility, and perseverance that would ultimately position him to save his family and the nation of Egypt from famine. Likewise, in our waiting seasons, God is at work behind the scenes. He is using this time to refine our character, to strengthen our faith, and to align our hearts with his will. It's in the waiting that our roots go deeper, our trust in God grows stronger, and our reliance on his promises becomes unwavering. So, instead of resenting the waiting season, embrace it as a gift from God, a time of preparation, growth, and transformation. Use this time to draw closer to him, to seek his face with renewed fervor, and to surrender every aspect of your life into his loving hands. For in the waiting, God is preparing you for the breakthrough he has in store, and when it comes, it will be more glorious than you could ever imagine. So, my dear friends, perhaps you're facing barriers in your life, financial struggles, health issues, broken relationships, but I want to remind you that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Trust in him and watch as he moves mountains on your behalf. Life has a way of throwing obstacles our way. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, discouraged, and even hopeless in the face of these challenges. But let me assure you, dear friends, that there is hope. There is a way forward, and his name is Jesus. Jesus himself declared, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." John 10:10. He is not indifferent to your struggles. He is intimately acquainted with every detail of your life. And just as he demonstrated his power over sickness, over nature, and even over death itself, he stands ready to break through the barriers that stand in your way. Perhaps you're facing financial struggles, drowning in debt with seemingly no way out. Or maybe you're battling with health issues that threaten to steal your joy and rob you of your vitality. It could be that your relationships are broken, leaving you feeling isolated and alone. Whatever barriers you're facing, know that Jesus is greater than them all. In the name of Jesus, chains are broken, bonds are loosed, and mountains are moved. There is nothing too difficult for him. No situation beyond his reach. So trust in him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and watch as he works miracles in your life. But trust is not passive. It's active. It requires us to step out in faith, to believe that God is who he says he is, and that he will do what he says he will do. So, as you face your barriers, declare his promises over your life with boldness and conviction. Speak words of faith, words of victory, and watch as he honors his word and brings about breakthrough in ways you never thought possible. Remember, dear friends, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Romans 8:11. So, don't shrink back in fear or doubt. Stand tall in the assurance of his promises, knowing that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. Therefore, I urge you today to place your trust fully in Jesus, to surrender every barrier, every obstacle, every struggle into his capable hands. For in him there is hope, there is healing, and there is victory. Now, my dear friends, let's talk about declaring victory. So even in the midst of your struggles, begin to declare victory over your circumstances. Speak God's promises over your life with boldness and conviction, knowing that his word will not return void. Your words have power, so speak life, speak blessings, and watch as God moves on your behalf. In the face of adversity, it's natural to feel overwhelmed, discouraged, and even defeated. But as children of the Most High God, we are called to a different standard, to rise above our circumstances and to declare victory in the midst of the storm. The Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:20. 1. Your words have the power to shape your reality, to create the world around you. So, instead of speaking words of defeat and despair, begin to declare God's promises over your life with boldness and conviction. Speak words of faith, words of hope, and words of victory, knowing that his word will not return void. Isaiah 55:11. Declare that you are more than a conqueror through Christ, who loves you. Romans 8:37. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And that God is working all things together for your good. Romans 8:28. Even when it seems like nothing is changing, continue to speak God's promises over your life with unwavering faith. For your words have power to shift the atmosphere, to break through the darkness, and to usher in God's blessings and favor. But declaring victory is more than just speaking empty words. It's about aligning your heart and mind with the truth of God's word. It's about standing firm on his promises, even when the world around you is shaking. It's about refusing to be moved by what you see or feel, but choosing instead to believe in the power of God to do the impossible. So, I urge you today to begin declaring victory over your circumstances. Speak God's promises with boldness and conviction, knowing that he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. And as you do, watch with expectant hearts as God moves mightily on your behalf, turning your trials into triumphs and your tests into testimonies. My friends, obedience is the pathway to blessings. As you wait for your breakthrough, continue to walk in obedience to God's commands. Trust that he knows what's best for you and that his ways are higher than yours. When you obey God, you position yourself to receive his blessings in abundance. In a world that often celebrates independence and self-reliance, the concept of obedience may seem outdated or even restrictive, but as followers of Christ, we understand that true freedom is found in surrendering our will to God's will and walking in obedience to his commands. The Bible is filled with countless examples of the blessings that come from obedience. from Abraham, who was blessed with descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, to the Israelites, who experienced God's provision and protection as they obeyed his commands. The message is clear. Obedience brings blessings. But obedience is more than just following a set of rules. It's about aligning our hearts with God's heart and our will with his will. It's about trusting that God knows what's best for us, even when his ways may seem counterintuitive or difficult to understand. As you wait for your breakthrough, continue to walk in obedience to God's commands. Trust that his ways are higher than yours, and that he is leading you down the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23:3. When you obey God, you position yourself to receive his blessings in abundance. Blessings of peace, joy, and fulfillment that surpass understanding. But obedience requires faith and courage. It requires us to step out of our comfort zones, to trust in God's promises, even when the world around us is shaking. It requires us to surrender our desires and our plans to his will, knowing that he has our best interests at heart. Now let's talk about holding on to hope when the storms of life rage and the trials seem insurmountable. It's easy to lose hope. But remember, hope is not wishful thinking. It's a confident expectation in the goodness of God. So, hold on to hope with all your might, for God is faithful to fulfill his promises. Life is filled with its share of storms, times when the winds of adversity howl and the waves of uncertainty threaten to overwhelm us. In those moments, it's natural to feel as though hope is slipping through our fingers, replaced by fear and doubt. But dear friends, let me remind you that hope is not a fragile thing, easily shattered by the storms of life. True hope is an anchor for the soul, a steadfast assurance that God is with us, even in the midst of the darkest night. Hope is not wishful thinking or blind optimism. It's a confident expectation in the goodness of God, based on his character and his promises. It's the firm belief that no matter how dire our circumstances may seem, God is faithful to fulfill his word and bring about redemption and restoration. So, I urge you today to hold on to hope with all your might. Anchor your soul in the promises of God, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill his word. When the storms rage and the trials come, let hope be your refuge and strength, a beacon of light guiding you through the darkness. For as the psalmist declares, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35. So hold on to hope, dear friends, for God is faithful, and he will bring you through the storm into the glorious light of his presence. So, my friends, as you wait for your breakthrough, cultivate a spirit of expectancy within you. Expect God to move in miraculous ways. Expect his promises to be fulfilled, and expect your situation to change for the better. For when you expect great things from God, you position yourself to receive them. Expectancy is more than just wishful thinking. It's a confident anticipation of God's goodness and faithfulness. It's the belief that no matter how dire our circumstances may seem, God is still on the throne, working all things together for our good and his glory. When we cultivate a spirit of expectancy, we open ourselves up to the possibility of miracles. We begin to see our situations through the lens of faith, knowing that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So, as you wait for your breakthrough, dare to expect great things from God. Dare to believe that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all, you can ask or think. Dare to hope against hope, knowing that he who promised is faithful. But fostering a spirit of expectancy requires faith and perseverance. It requires us to stand firm on God's promises, even when the world around us is shaking. It requires us to reject doubt and fear, and to embrace faith and hope with all our hearts. So, I encourage you today to cultivate a spirit of expectancy within you. Expect God to move in miraculous ways. Expect His promises to be fulfilled, and expect your situation to change for the better. For when you expect great things from God, you position yourself to receive them. And as you do, may your faith be strengthened, your hope renewed, and your heart filled with joy unspeakable. My beloved friends, as we draw near to the end of our time together, I want to leave you with this powerful truth. God is faithful, and His promises are sure. No matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been waiting, God is with you, working all things together for your good and His glory. So, as you go forth from this place, may you hold on to hope with all your might, trusting in God's perfect timing and surrendering to His will for your life. May you cultivate a spirit of expectancy within you, daring to believe that God is able to do immeasurably more than all you can ask or imagine. And above all, may you share this message of hope, faith, and encouragement with others, for there are many who are walking through dark valleys, facing obstacles, and in desperate need of the hope that only God can provide. So, share this message with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your co-workers. Share it with those who are weary and burdened, those who are in need of a word of encouragement and a touch from the hand of God. For when we share the hope that we have in Christ, we become vessels of His love and instruments of His grace. And together, we can shine His light into the darkest corners of the world, bringing hope, healing, and salvation to all who are in need. So, go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that God is with you, guiding you, and empowering you to be a light in a world that desperately needs it. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now and forevermore, may God bless you abundantly as you do. Now let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear God, we come before you today seeking breakthrough, restoration, and healing. We ask that you would move in our lives in a powerful way, bringing miraculous change and transformation. For those of us who are struggling with difficult circumstances, we pray for breakthrough. We ask that you would open doors that have been closed, provide opportunities where there have been none, and give us the strength to persevere through challenges. For those of us who are hurting and broken, we pray for restoration. We ask that you would heal our wounds, restore our relationships, and bring wholeness to our lives. May we experience your grace and mercy in a profound way and find the peace that only you can give. And for those of us who are sick or in pain, we pray for healing. We ask that you would touch our bodies and bring health and wholeness. We know that you are the great physician, and we trust in your power to heal and restore. Above all, we pray for your will to be done in our lives. May we trust in your goodness and love, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And may we always give you the glory for the breakthroughs, restorations, and healings that you bring. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.